USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Recovery efforts will take months in the aftermath of the deadly Hurricane Laura. John Clemens leads us off.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs, when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The L.A. City Attorney has charged Bryce Hall and Blake Gray for hosting raging house parties in the Hollywood Hills. The TikTok stars allegedly did so despite a ban on large gatherings due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
President Trump delivered a free-flowing speech before supporters in London Barry, New Hampshire. It's his first rally following his accepting the Republican nomination for president again. Democratic Vice President nominee Kamala Harris was one of his targets.
They pick a woman who starts off. She starts off sort of strong. She's one of the favorites. Within a period of a few months, she goes down, down. 15, 12, 11, 9, 8, 5, 3, 2. Then she goes, I'm going to leave because I've decided that I want to leave. I want to leave. She left because she wouldn't have gotten any votes. She was terrible.
Trump is expected to hold more in-person rallies in the coming weeks. The Dow finished Friday higher by 162 points. NASDAQ followed suit, closing up by 70 points. The S&P 500 gained 23 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Kentucky's junior senator claims he and his wife were attacked after the president's acceptance speech during the Republican National Convention. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul was leaving the Republican National Convention after President Trump gave his acceptance speech.
And they were shouting threats, you know, to us, to kill us, to hurt us. But they're also saying, shouting, say her name, Breonna Taylor. And it's like, you couldn't reason with this mob, but I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids. If the police are not there, if you defund the police, if America becomes Portland, what's going to happen is people are going to be pummeled and kicked in the head and left senseless on the curb.
Paul, who has represented Kentucky in the Senate since 2011, introduced a bill in June to ban no-knock warrants, the type of warrant that ultimately led to the wrongful shooting death of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old Kentucky EMT who was shot at least 8 times by police after they broke into her house in Louisville, Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Actor Chadwick Boseman, who played the comic book hero Black Panther on the big screen, has died. He also brought baseball legend Jackie Robinson to life in the film 42. Boseman suffered from colon cancer. He was 43. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.